I wasn't gonna rap today. Like, literally wasn't, but I don't know now. You know, I kind of feel like I have. Okay. You got everything set, conclusion? All right, you ready to talk for an hour, CT? All right, YD Bizzle, whatever. I don't know what YD Bizzle is going on. Look. I pick up the mic. Don't nobody want to fight. I'm about to go and drink a Sprite. I'm about to do it all tonight. Last night was the Super Bowl. It was all going lit. The Chiefs doing did the thing. You know the 49ers got bit. Yeah, they got whipped. Patrick Mahomes, he's the MVP. Yeah, he did it off the dome. And now I'm rapping off the dome. This the Justice League. It's just me and CT. They don't want to see me. Shout out BT and Dion Lack. We about to drop You Know the Vibes Part 3. What they gonna do with that? About to make him have a heart attack. Ooh, I dropped off the flow. And I'm still getting dough. And you already know. I'ma start writing my flows again. Maybe they would sound better. I'm a straight from Sacramento. Just like Chris Webber. That means I'm a Sacramento King. I be doing my thing. I got to go and get the championship ring like I run the Super Bowl. That was good. You want to impress with my bars, man?
Nah.
All right, man. Hey, man.
Those wasn't the ones. Here's the thing, though.
What you mean they wasn't the ones? But then the twos and the threes?
It was a five and a six
in
there,
too. You was waiting for me to catch it?
I was like, oh, man. You know what's funny? First of all, I want to give you props because to rap a different verse over the same theme song beat for now 47 episodes is impressive. That means that's 47 different verses already. Hats off.
Yeah.
The only reason I said no is because you dropped off as soon as you started.
But let me tell you why.
You stumbled.
Let me give you the caveat.
Go ahead.
Somebody in the comments, and maybe I should get out of the comments.
You got to get out of the comments.
But what they said was, as a part of feedback, was, come on, man, every time the same flow, like I'm rapping like in the same type of, you know. And
the same cadence?
And I thought about that.
The same beat.
I know, but that's why when I first started, I'm like, no, say it a different way. And then I kind of stumbled, and then so.
You know what's funny?
What up?
That goes to show, first of all, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
True.
Number two, people don't know what they want. That's why when you say, hey, like if you say to whatever you call your fan base, the donation. If you say to the donation, hey guys, what do you want to see from me? They're gonna be like, I want to see more rapping. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're just
right.
guessing from the stuff that you've shown them.
They don't know.
But nobody would say to you, oh man, I want to see you make baked chicken. Because they don't know.
The dog meat. That's actually funny, man, because I'm actually in a renaissance in my career, and I really want to build YouTube and Facebook. And so instead of asking people, what do you want to see in me? I just wrote down all my ideas, all the things I do good, and I'm planning on just releasing the content like that and just seeing what they respond to.
I hear that. I'll tell you from personal experience, whatever they followed you for, do that. And maybe one other thing, because I tried to do everything
But see, that's what I'm saying. You tried to do everything until you found the stuff that you do
good. No, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh.
I'm saying I was doing everything after I had already done a thing that I knew that they liked because I do multiple things. So it was like, first it was on YouTube, the sketches. And I was like, all right, y'all, you know, let me also show you my lives. Right. Mm-hmm. And then the lives would be cool. And then I was like, all right, guys, I did a game show. Let me show the game show. And then I'm like, all right, guys, here's the podcast. And the podcast and the sketches worked because it was like, OK, we'll rock with this and this. I was doing the stand up. The stand up hit on Facebook, but it didn't hit on YouTube. So it was like, I'm giving y'all way too many things, even though each thing had a different audience, which is great. You want to focus on one or two things that the audience enjoys, and bam. But your approach, you've already got the followers.
But see, this is my thing. This is very interesting that you say that.
Yep.
When you say, however you got, because I'm close to 30,000 on
Congratulations.
YouTube. I said U-book. Thank you. On YouTube, and about 80,000 on Facebook, right? But when you say, like, where did you get those numbers from and what were you doing? I genuinely don't know, because I kind of built it up over the last, since maybe 2015, 2016. So I was just, you know, and I would kind of go viral for different stuff when I was with All Deaf and different things like that. So, you know, but I don't have like any big things on my on my YouTube that do crazy numbers. I think podcasting is definitely one of them. So, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm definitely going to create, you know, podcasting is definitely something I should do. But I don't know. Like, I want to vlog. I want to do, like, fitness. Like, I want to get back into doing parodies. You know what I mean? I want to get back into doing stand-up and maybe
put a
stand-up clip. No. That's what I just said. That's what the plan is now to, you know.
Let's hear the plan.
To drop.
No. What's the plan?
I was just saying.
No. You're saying the plan for the content. I'm saying what's the plan to do the things for the content?
To shoot content.
No. What's the plan?
What are you trying to get me to say? Because I feel like I'm not
you
saying.
You said stand up. You want to do fitness. Okay. Today is Monday. It's Monday.
Oh, yeah. So perfect. So glad you said that. Perfect that you said that. So today, I've already been vlogging today.
Okay.
I vlogged my workout in the gym.
Nice.
I vlogged my cooking when I was doing my meal prep.
What'd
on the way here. Bacon and eggs. I'm on the key. I've created a new diet. Called Keto Minton. So let me tell you what it is.
Hey, hold tight,
let me tell you. Let me tell you what it is. Listen to
tight,
when I, and when I blow up, don't try to get in on this.
Okay.
Listen. So it's following the keto principles because doing that, I can eat like the way I want to eat because I don't have to like watch portions and I can eat proteins, fats, vegetables, and a couple of different fruits, right? And different. Why do you look at me like I can't say things about nutrition?
All I did was look at you,
I
bro.
I just feel so incompetent, like I shouldn't be speaking from a point of experience.
I'm looking.
I lost 200 pounds.
I'm listening to you.
Okay, it's going slow. So that's what keto is. So
you
keto
on edge today, bro.
I am. I don't know what it is, but so you're right. So that's the keto part of it to the what I'm eating. But then when I'm eating, it's the intermittent fasting and you kind of create a window. And so you find a window of where you can either do, you fast for 16 hours and you can eat within an 8-hour window. Some people do 20 and 4. Some people only eat one meal a day. I'm not trying to be that extreme. I'm just trying to say, I'm going to eat between the hours of 11 and 7. And when I eat between 11 and 7, it'll be following the keto principles. Keto Mint.
First of all, the name is trash.
No, it's not.
Number two.
You ain't mess with the name?
No, I hate the name. Number
Conclusion.
Two.
The name? Man, you paying him on the side, man. I feel like he's always on your side. He laughs louder at your jokes. No, even when he's editing, he'd be like, man, CT is a hoot. I'd be like, man.
Thank you. That's hilarious. Only you would say it since like he laughs louder at your jokes.
I be seeing this stuff like, ah, CT is rocking.
Listen, bro, he rocking.
He rocking. Rocking.
This is the thing. The diet, first of all, that's a large window.
11 to 7.
Bro, you didn't but say that, like it was like 11 to 3. That's like a whole day of eating. But like no, 11 but, to
but 7. But see, I'd be eating. I'd be eating late. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so like, that's what they basically say. Like, just skip breakfast. Like, I think in the grand scheme of things, we were taught wrong about nutrition all of our lives. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So like, they always taught us, like back when we were growing up, what did they tell you about how many times you're supposed to eat a day?
Three times a day.
Right, and you remember the food pyramid back in the day?
Of course.
They had a bunch of carbs and stuff. Like, you were supposed to eat like 6 to 8 servings of like, you know, breads and stuff. Then they had you drinking milk. Milk is terrible for you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then proteins and stuff. So I feel like it's just really reprogramming our brains on how to eat. But, you know, I be eating at all hours of the night. Sometimes I eat super late and then just go right to sleep. And then it's just, you know, sitting on me.
So you got to preface it with that. You got to start by, because you got to understand, you're talking to the world. So when you say, I've created this new diet, you got to make it super simple and explaining. And then you got to say, for me personally, I eat late. So for me, the hours of 11 to 7 work.
Right.
But for you to say, yeah, y'all, eat from 11 to 7, they're like, we already do that.
It's what normal people do.
Normal hours.
Not saying anything new.
11 to 7.
So
you can eat, take a nap, wake up, eat again, take another nap, and go on about your day.
It's a large window.
Hell of meals.
But some people do what's called the OMAD diet, one meal a day, and they just eat one meal. I would love to get there eventually because I'm not really with the gimmicky things anymore. I would like to, after I get to my goal of 225, really be on the one meal a day because I didn't realize until later in life, our body does a lot to digest food.
Yeah.
Like, and we be eating a lot. Like, yeah. If people be eating, like, you know what I'm saying, like 5-6 times a day, like, your body's like, fam. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, it depends on the size of the meals. I think a lot of people who do eat multiple meals a day, they eat like I remember Tangerine was telling me, eat food that's the size of your palm. Mm-hmm. And she was like, if you eat size of your palm, you can eat multiple times a day. I'm like, I don't like doing that. I want to eat when,
like,
I eat.
Like, for real. Like, think about how people was eating. How did you eat yesterday?
Well, yesterday I did Super great. Bowl.
You did good?
Oh, my God. I thought I was going to do bad. I thought I was going to get on that scale too. Today and be like, what have I become? You know what I mean? But right. I got on the scale and I was the exact weight outside of like 2 or 3 ounces more than I was yesterday.
I feel like you weigh yourself on a frequency like I do. Do you weigh yourself every day?
I know other people are going, you shouldn't weigh yourself every day. You're not in my mind. And you don't know how I look at myself.
Yo, I thought I was the only person who weighs themselves every day.
Unless I ate late the night before and I know I shouldn't have done that, then I do weigh myself every
day.
You know
what? I'm crazy. Like, I won't weigh myself when I know I've been doing wrong.
Yeah.
I'll be scared of the way the scale will be looking at me like, fam, eventually.
You want the truth? It'd be loading. You'd be like, no, I don't want it.
So I get on the scale today just to give you an update on my weight loss stuff. Mm-hmm. 320.
Congrats.
Thank you. So I figured out, I know this is going to sound kind of stalkerish and it's kind of wild, but I figured out exactly the day that I'm going to get to my goal weight and how I'm going to do it. Would you like to hear my plan?
Hey, man, I feel like I'm going to have no choice.
Okay, so here we go. So 320 pounds.
You gave me no option.
320 pounds, right? Yep. And I'm going to do this realistically. 320 pounds today, right? And today is February 12th, right? The goal, my next goal on my weigh-in, because I'm doing this on Wednesdays, right? Next Wednesday, guess what next Wednesday is? The 21st, which is my 6-month anniversary for being sober.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It took 26 weeks. And I said, you know, 26 weeks to kind of really, really build a strong habit. And I did. I wasn't really working, you know, worried about fitness or whatever during that time. But I was like, all right, cool. So I did that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So once I get there on the 21st, then at that point, I want to be 315. So I got 5 pounds to lose between now and then. Right. And then once I'm at 315, then I'm going to have 6 months to my birthday, August 21st.
Yep.
And on those 6 months, I just want to lose 15 pounds. A month. And if I could lose 15 pounds a month for 6 months, that'll be 90 pounds minus the 315 that I will be at on the 21st, and I will arrive at my 225. And for the first time in my adult life, I will be in at a state in my life where I can say, I'm not trying to lose weight.
That's what's up, man. I want what you want for yourself.
Yes.
My question is, did you factor in any room for error?
Absolutely.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so with the 15 pounds a month that I'm proposing I lose, like, when my body kind of goes how I do, like, if I'm working out, eating right, and doing the right things, I can drop a lot of weight. So me saying 15.
You said that like that's not the secret. Man, if I just.
You just said some common sense.
Man, if I just go to sleep at a good time and I don't eat like a whole lot of like desserts and breads, I start to lose.
If I add 2 and 2, I will have 4.
You know? Man, I don't know if you know this. That's what happens.
No, I know what I mean.
If I drive the speed limit, I don't get pulled over.
If I don't drink and drive, I don't have accidents.
I don't have accidents, man.
But no, so what I'm saying is, when I start to lock in to lose weight, I can lose a lot of weight fast. So on a regular month, I could lose more than 15. Me saying 15 is really breaking it down on a small scale, okay, like 3.5 pounds a week. Coming off a 300-pound dude, it's not that hard. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you really start breaking it down, it's 3,500 calories in a pound. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm cutting out all sugary drinks. Like, you see, I ain't even having Red Bull right now. Like, for this next 6 months, I'm not drinking nothing but water. I'm trying to get to a gallon of water a day. And you know what I'm saying? Like, and I want to be able to, if I do make mistakes, I just don't have, like, prolonged mistakes. Mm. Like, if I mess up and eat a pizza tomorrow, cool, you ate a pizza, get back on it next day. I just can't stay in a stump for weeks. Oh, so let me tell you why I think this is going to be the ultimate experience. Mm. I'm doing a piece of content on my page called The 26-Week Theory, because I believe if you focus on something just solely on that one thing for 26 weeks, that you can achieve it. So when I said 26 weeks for not drinking, I did it, da da da. So now the next thing that I'm gonna do is the 26-week theory. So for every day of 26 weeks, I will be vlogging and posting and weighing myself every day and da da da. So that's going to be like my accountability to get that done.
That's dope. Do you have an accountability person in your life?
Not like as a person, like, no, I mean, not outside of the team here. Conclusion, I'm not like nobody in my personal life that would be like, make sure you do this. But that's why I feel like this is the beauty of it, because I've never kind of had this, like, I'm not dating nobody. Like, I'm really just in self-improvement mode. And I'm like, this is the last, you know, this is like the thing that I want to do. This is the thing that's like haunted me forever. And it's just like, man, I would love to just put end on this chapter of my life, which is ironic because my name is Doughboy, so my size is built into my name. But it's just like, I've dealt with my weight my whole life, and I made this goal years ago, and I said I'm gonna get down to 225 pounds, and I would just love to do it and just I did it.
I'll say something that you just said about the pizza. If you ate a pizza tomorrow, mm-hmm. then you'll just start again the next day. You could eat that pizza and go to the gym that night. And go right. back to, you know, staying on your thing.
Right.
Also, you need someone, even if it's like a workout partner, or if you got a girl who's a trainer that you know or whatever, to stay on you about your goals, because you are someone that has amazing ideas, amazing plans, mm-hmm. but the first sign of, I didn't wake up at the time I wanted, everything's out the window.
I've dealt with that all or nothing syndrome, and I don't know where that's from either. It's like, it's either I'm really trying to get in shape and eat right, or I'm just eating everything that doesn't move. So I'm trying to work on that.
You'll call, like, you'll be like, hey, I'm doing this, I'm about to do this tomorrow, and starting today, da 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 da. You'll be like, that's what's up. You get everybody pumped around you. And then the next day, you'll be like, hey, dope. It's just voicemail. Hey, no, I'm just following up, man, making sure you're doing what you said you was going to do. Then you talk to you like 3 days later. You're like, hey, man, how's it going? I ain't doing it.
You need to love me as I am.
You know? So I want that for you. Right. But I think that you should continue doing what your heart desires.
True.
Have fun with it, but have someone in your life that does it with you or that you speak to on a regular basis, so that you're not on your own steam. You got somebody that's, you know, holding to the fire.
Only pushback I'll give you on that mm-hmm. is that sometimes we, like, I'm at the I can't wait anymore stage in my life. I don't have that person in my life. I just don't.
Maybe so
I
Kiara can do it.
Kiara, is that how we're trying to be?
She is.
Shout out to Kiara, first report card, all A's, one B, and I still want to contest the B. She should have got the A on that, but shout out to Kiara.
Congratulations.
Kiara out there living her best. She ain't got time to be worried about her daddy and if he gonna get up and go to the gym.
I mean, she called. How many times you talk to her a week?
Every day.
Okay. So if you talk to her every day, and she can literally.
Like, yeah, I can do that. But
you know why? Because she's the only person that you will pick that phone up for. You will go ghost on everybody.
That, yeah, you are right about that.
Dope boy, I'm having an emergency. Beep.
But no, you're right. You're right. But what I'm saying is this, though, also, right? I think in this part of the journey of my seeking myself and finding myself and self-love and, you know, just rediscovering who I am, I think that I'm at a space where I'm just like, self-sufficiency means a lot to me. Mm. So it's almost like, I would love to have a person sitting there. I would love to be married and have my wife be like, babe, get up and I'm meal prepping for you.
Well, let's take some baby steps.
No, I would love, grand scheme of things, like, you know, pie in the sky, if you will. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I would love to be in a relationship, you know, smaller goals and, you know, have somebody there. Or just even one of the homies be like, dope, I'm gonna hit you every day. But I don't have that. So
you're a ghost.
So no. So what I'm saying is I have to become the person that I would look for to help me, if that makes sense.
Oh, it does. You but I want to get to the bottom of this ghosting. How?
I don't be ghosting you.
Well, not me anymore, but also our interactions.
I ghosted you.
Yes. I'm not talking about the past. Okay. The way our interactions are don't really allow for us to ghost.
Okay.
But you can drop off the face of the planet.
On people?
From everybody.
Yes.
You are literally Omari Hardwick. He got his lessons from you. It's all about doing the show main power, brother. I need some tips. Well, first off, turn your phone off.
Leave vanish from everybody.
Park around the corner because people gonna be looking for your girl.
Sorry. But no, I hear that. But no, I think that I've had that in the past. Maybe just like, that's just part of my personality. Sometimes I just kind of close off to people in general. Like sometimes I have like my depressive moments. Yeah. And it don't be personal to people, like, you trash and I don't want to deal with you. It's just sometimes like I just, it'd be a little bit much and I don't really be processing that and be knowing how to deal with people. That's something that I've been working on and dealing with, you know, and being better about that. And even letting people know if I'm having a moment, just communicating enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To say, hey, man, I'm kind of, you know, I'm having a little bit of a moment, but give me a couple of days. Just because, you know, sometimes people just genuinely just be concerned. Like, hey, yeah, yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it
give
is.
Give you this. So because you're going on this 26-week journey.
26-week theory.
So 26-week theory. Mm-hmm. This is our last Monday recording. We're recording Sunday.
Yeah.
Starting Sunday, conclusion, yeah. We're going back to the original angles that we were shooting this show on. We're showing legs because if we continue to give him these training wheels, he's going to find a way not do it.
You nod your head and act like you're taking orders from this nigga again. This would be the conclusion of employment for real. First of all, I need you to stop me writing notes. And like, yeah, this is not your employer. You sit there like, that's what it is. First of all, strike everything he just said. Strike all of that. This will be the end of it. You bring them cameras down, I will have a desk. My legs will be underneath. You better make room for a desk underneath it. I don't need that type of motivation.
What I said. No,
I know in my heart I need to get better. I got to see this body when it gets out the shower. And it's far worse than what these thighs look like contained by jeans. Trust and believe. It's a lot going on. It's
when I pitched it, you were, whoa.
The fact that in your mind you thought that was going to make me want to be like, yeah. No, it was going to have me crying fully clothed in the shower.
No, boy.
My thighs.
He had 5 suits for Fashion Nova Man.
Can't tell him.
Bro. That was a genuine reaction. Like, whoa, whoa.
Let's just make that the last time you give.
Yo.
Conclusion.
We all in agreement here, man.
You don't give him no deliverables. You don't give him none of that.
We are going back original angles,
but
bro.
This, how about this, though?
Give it to me.
Would you like this, right?
Let's hear it.
Because I thought about you the other day. Because I've been going to a supermarket near your house.
Close
to the gym that you're talking about.
You already gave too many details. Yeah. And then there's a man that's standing on the side of the corner. Hey, brother.
His name is Skaggs. And so I was thinking, I was just like, man, this is CT's gym. I was like, we absolutely should work out together. So maybe we can just, since today is Monday, maybe we can just commit to working out 2 days a week.
When do you want to go?
What days are good for you?
You want to go tonight? You want to go tomorrow?
Do you normally work out at night?
I can today. I mean, if you want to go at
I've already worked out today.
So well, then today wasn't an option anyway. So why would you even say?
And we're going to lift, right? We're not going to do cardio together, right?
You know, we don't have to do cardio together. You can just, whatever you want, man.
What do you do when you work out alone?
I do cardio every day at the end of my workout.
At the end? So for like, what, an hour or 30 minutes?
I do 30 minutes because the lactic acids help me not be as sore.
Got you. And so then how long do you lift for before that?
I'm in the gym usually for 2 hours or an hour and a half. Okay. So it's like depending on the body part that I'm working will dictate how much time I'm in there. Because, for example, on a day like Saturday, which was tricep day, which I'm still recovering from, that was only 50 minutes, almost an hour. Okay. So then I was able to get on the treadmill, do my 30, then get out.
Gotcha.
On a day like chest, we're going to be in there for 2 hours because there's a lot of movements and you want to you don't want to go fast. A lot of people be going fast. You want to hold yourself. Like
yeah.
Hold it and then bam. And then back day, leg day. So legs, I try to do like twice a week because I just started doing it like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And you want to do legs on a day.
Brothers normally skip leg day too.
They do.
It's a myth, but it's
the longest and most it's the most of your body
exactly.
Muscle-wise.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But you want to do legs on a day where the day after you don't have to do anything.
Well, I be trying to get to work by 11. So I would be having to be done by no later than like 9:30 so I can go home, shower, and then get to work. So are you Like, would you be able to get up as early as, say, a 7:30? Is that too early for you?
You want to be done at 9:30, so you would want to be in the gym at 7:30.
Yeah, is that too early for you?
How's this?
Or I can do a night.
Let's do 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. Okay. I can commit to that.
Okay, 7 to 9
till 9
tomorrow. Yeah. And then,
and do you want the smoke, or do you just want to do, like...
I haven't really lifted weights in, like, 3 years, so, and I don't want to injure myself, so
no, you wouldn't
I just
injure
want
yourself at
to
all.
just start the engine back up.
Cool.
So, yeah, I'm not one of those guys. I'm not one of those guys who starts ego lifting and... Nah,
well, you're very competitive. That's why I asked
you. Nah, not when it comes to stuff like that, because, you know what I'm saying? I've seen, and I'm at a certain age right now to where you'll pop your Achilles. Like, you know, we have a mutual friend that popped their Achilles trying to just race somebody.
Who did that?
I ain't going to say their name, but you know who.
Give me the first... Give me the initials.
JT.
Not ringing a bell. JT. Oh, got it.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, but it's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you get older, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, stuff happens. So, you know what I'm saying? So, nah, I would just go. And side night, like, it's two things real quick.
Yeah.
One, man, your arms do look great.
Thank you,
so
man.
I definitely want to give you a compliment on that. And then secondly, man, I want to apologize, man. You're what right. My energy was just a little hot today. Don't really know where it's coming from.
It was on fire.
I don't know, man. But
I don't know, man.
It had nothing to do with you. And I'm kind of just seeing how I'm working through this. I'm like, hey,
I don't know, man.
Maybe I was a little bit on edge today.
Man.
Nothing to do with you.
No, I appreciate
and
that.
And nothing even, is even wrong. I just like, sometimes I just be.
I don't know,
and
man.
I hit you with the stuff that I don't like people hit me with. I hit you with the relax. I hate it when people hit me with the relax.
You know what's funny? As healed as I try my best to be, I swear to God, I try my greatest to be a better person every single day. Relax.
It's a trigger word for
me,
too.
A trigger.
Right, right,
and mind
right.
you, it's not even like, because I said this before maybe on the show years ago, but it doesn't, relax from a stranger or a comment doesn't do it because you don't know me, but you know me. And it was like, to hear relax was like.
And you weren't even, it wasn't even, I thought about it too. I was just like, ah, you're kind of wrong.
You know what's funny?
My bad.
I appreciate that apology. A lot of people lack accountability. I really, truly appreciate that.
I'm trying to grow.
But the comedy side of that, man, to tell y'all. So we in here, everything's getting ready. The fellas are getting the cameras and everything together. And when people are on edge, you start looking at everybody as like, what are you doing? Hey, you do something over here. So I'm just sitting here on my phone. And no one was like, is that how you gonna sit? I was like, yeah, I'm just sitting. He was like, all right, what's all that? Relax. And I was like, I didn't even do anything. You man, put the cat over there. Like, what?
What's
I'm a
all
veterinarian.
That? Relax.
Man.
I was coming in hot.
Like, what's up? But that's why I was in my phone because I was like, oh man, this brother's going through something right now. This ain't got nothing to do with me. Let me just chill.
YD Bizzle, what are you doing right now? You have to do that? We're running late. Let's get together. But yeah, my bad on that, man. So
it's all good, man.
So yeah, so Super Bowl.
Yes.
Let's talk
please
about it.
Please, let's talk about it. Usher is Usher. The king.
We have to have a whole separate segment.
Of R&B.
About Usher. Because I definitely felt a certain type of way about
it. I can talk about Usher forever. Hella pause. I love Usher.
You want to leave with Usher?
Why not? Listen.
Let's leave with Usher.
Let me tell you my history with Usher before we begin.
Okay.
Usher's My Way was the first CD that my mother ever gave me. Like, she bought it for me because I wanted it, right? Mm-hmm. I listened to that CD so many times to where it was like, well, it wasn't scratched up because I take care of my stuff, but it was like, it was very nice. And I watched every Usher TV appearance. I'm talking about his first performance on all that Nickelodeon when I was a kid. Mm. I love Usher. Watching him be the recurring character on Moesha, and they had the love triangle, him, Moesha, and Fredro Starr as Q.
Wait, Usher was on Moesha?
Yeah. Recurring.
Don't even remember that.
Yeah, man. I remember Usher had those stocking caps they used to wear. I had my mom get me some stocking caps because I wanted the Usher joints. Wow. Also, the ski goggles. Like, I love Usher.
He did have a miss with that one movie, though.
Well, we're not going to talk about it. We will talk about a hit, though. The Faculty.
That's the miss I was talking about. You thought movie. The Faculty was good?
Let me tell you why it was good.
Wow.
Go look at that cast. That cast, to this day, all of them are A-list actors and working on some of your favorite shows and films. Yeah.
I was really sitting there. I thought that movie was terrible.
Everybody in that cast is working consistently, and they have either on their own shows, a part of big shows, or a part of big movies. They are stars. The Faculty was incredible. Teen horror movie that was not rated R or anything. It was great. Aside.
Well, I stand corrected. So I still didn't like the movie, and I didn't think he acted good in it. But there are people who did like it and appreciated it.
Acted well. Now, here's the thing. Light it up. Light It Up was a drama right after The Faculty.
I don't even remember that. But that one Usher. Was good?
That was a good one.
Okay. Well,
Usher been on fire, man.
You've been a huge fan of his for a long time.
I've been a fan of his since I was 10 years old, right when I discovered his music. Mm-hmm. Also, went to Vegas to see his residency, Tangerine and I, right before Christmas last year. And let me tell you, man, best money spent. It was expensive, and I didn't regret any dollar because he put on a show.
Was it moving parts like yesterday, or does he just kind of stand on stage and sing?
It was a lot of moving parts. He's a performer.
Okay. That's what a lot of people were saying, that like you can tell he was in a residency because his performance is so flawless.
Yeah.
And you would only get that from like having the experience of performing it.
We saw the skates. If you went to Vegas to see Usher, you seen the skates, you seen the stripper poles, and it was like he was just bringing that to the world. But we did the VIP joint where we did a meet and greet, and I met him, and it was weird because I was like, because you got to realize this is a man. Mm-hmm. A lot of, especially us, we have a large male fan base.
True.
And then we have women, which we want to always get more women, but it's like we appreciate everybody who loves us. Mm-hmm. But Usher got a lot of girls that love him.
Oh.
So when I did the VIP, me and Tangerine, we back there. I'm looking around the room. It's like 50 women, me and another dude. And I was like, he don't want to meet me. He don't want to meet me. So we get up there. We take our picture. And then I get one. And then she gets one. And then I was just like, man, can you do .com tonight? That's one of my favorite songs.
Okay. I thought you were about to say, like, you were about to ask him to, like, sing a lyric or something right there. I was like, no, you didn't.
No.
Oh, okay, cool. So you just asked him, can you sing a certain song?
Yeah, I'm never corny.
I was about to be like, wait, no. No.
I had a special request for him to perform on the show.
Got you.
And he said to me, he was like, oh, man, you should have told me. And I was like, I don't know you.
How could I do that, Usher Raymond?
How could I have gotten in touch with you to tell you this? So the show goes crazy. It's amazing. It was like three different concerts before the main concert.
Wow.
That's how great of a performer he is, and everybody around him, his team is crazy. So then the next month, T.I. has started doing comedy, and we're at the Comedy Store. And T.I., love T.I., friend of the show.
Friend of the potty.
Worked with T.I. for a number of months on different projects. Great guy. Mm-hmm. And Usher came to see him at the Comedy Store, right, in the belly room, crack him up. And I saw Usher, and I was like, oh, he's here, right? So afterwards, I'm like, when I'm in Vegas, his residency, that's his joint. You in the comedy club, this is my house now. Mm-hmm. I can come up to you. I can go to the backstage, whatever.
Right, it's a different environment.
Yeah.
Right.
So I go up to Usher, and I said, Usher, I was at your residency last month, and I didn't get a chance to tell you, you're my Michael Jackson.
Wow.
And he was like, oh, man, thank you, man. And I was like, yeah. Dang. I was like, can we get another picture? I did some weird stuff with my hands when we took the picture. Like, I was like, like, when we took the picture. So he was like, yeah, yeah. So the person taking the picture for me, Dave Hellum, I will never forgive Dave Hellum for this, bro. So it was just so cornball looking.
The fact that you remembered what you did with your
hand. I can show you both pictures. I'll show you after the show. Right? Also, the sweater that I wore, this was during, not last year, this was 2021 right, or 22, where you still had masks.
Uh-huh.
So you could get in the line where he had a stage to wear. He stands up. You're next to him, and you can have your mask on, mm-hmm, or you could stand down here and have your mask off and take the picture with him. I know, but it made sense at the time. So I was like, I want to be closer because I love this dude. Right. I want to meet this dude. So I had the mask in the middle or whatever. He was like, you could take it off. And I was like, oh, thank you. Right? So I was like, hey, man, can I get a picture? He was like, yeah, let's do it. he was posed, ready, and then Dave held him. I gave him the phone. I'm like, man, take this picture, because I couldn't trust nobody else.
Right.
And he was like, I got you. And he takes the picture, and then Usher had done, like, this thing where, like, he had turned his face. And I'm like, all right, well, it's a live photo, so I could just edit it. And bam. Right. Dave gave me my phone back, bro, and it was just a picture of Usher doing that.
Oh.
I'm like, this look like I just took a picture with a guy. Don't look like Usher, bro. And Dave was like, there you go, man. And I was like,
had he already walked away?
He was gone.
Oh.
He left, but then me and T.I. are just sitting there talking and everything. Because T.I. is a great guy, man.
Absolutely.
And shout out to K-Dub for even introducing me to T.I.
Shout out to K-Dub.
But yeah, man. So Usher, I love Usher.
Right.
So for years, people were saying, no, Usher can't do the Super Bowl. And that's what he was referencing when he performed. He's right. Like, Usher can't do the Super Bowl. He ain't got nothing but a couple of songs. And this is white America. He ain't got nothing to do that. And I was like, y'all are crazy. He's the king. And even more the king now, because the person that y'all saying is the king, which I did not disagree with, is behind bars, okay? And he'll never get the opportunity to do the Super Bowl.
We'll never know, though. So that's unfair. Like, we'll never know. But I get it, though.
You know how we do know? Right. Because there was 20 some years before he got arrested.
You're right.
He could have done that Super Bowl.
This was my question.
Let's hear it.
You know what I'm saying? This was my question, because I knew he was doing it. And my thing in my head was, and I was asking, you know, everybody here, because we all watched the Super Bowl here. I said, how many up-tempo records does Usher have? And of course, you know, there were ones that I thought, like, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, the big singles or whatever, but I just didn't think, I was like, I don't know if he could carry a whole halftime show, but he has so many records that you even be forgetting
exactly
that he had. And am I being hyperbolic when I say this? Would you put that performance in the top five of all time?
Yes.
To me, it already is.
Yes.
And I'm not even a huge Usher fan like you.
You don't have to be. You just have eyes and ears.
Yeah, because even with the skates, like, to have the stones to do the skates on, that was crazy. And then the live band, and they said he even did more time than most people do. Like, you know what I'm saying? So he was even a bit longer. So shout out to Usher. That was, in my mind, I can't remember anybody's performance that comes off the top of my brain where I'm like, this was better. Like, I love Michael Snoop Jackson. And Dre. Michael Jackson was definitely.
Michael Jackson, Prince.
Whitney Houston's?
Michael Jackson, Prince, Beyonce, Usher, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg.
I was just asking this. Has Beyonce done the halftime show?
Yes, she did an amazing job. That's when she did Formation. I don't know what year it was. 2017,
okay, so 2018. I didn't know that she had even did the halftime show.
Man, Beyonce, boy, let me tell you something. If you don't know, now you know.
So,
that's top five performances, and all of them are black.
He did his thing. Up until that point, the game was pretty boring. So now let's, you know, get into the nuts and bolts of the game. Up until then, the game was pretty boring. It was just like, it was a scoreless first quarter.
Mm.
And then the second quarter was just like, it really wasn't much, you know, happening. So the highlight of the game at that point was the, you know, the halftime show.
Yeah.
Then the rest of the
we called it the Usher Bowl.
Yeah, that's what the people was calling it. But it ended up being a great game, went to overtime, almost double overtime.
Yeah, this is the second game in NFL history
that went
of
to
Super
overtime.
Bowl that went to Super Bowl.
That went to
overtime, yeah.
And it was seconds away from going to double overtime. How did you feel about the game as a whole and Patrick Mahomes getting a repeat? That's the first time that's happened in 20 years.
Who was the last person for it to happen to?
The Patriots, Tom Brady. And Belichick, yeah.
Whew, man, let me tell you something, boy. That mixed skin is doing something for me.
It's changing the world. I'm just like, brother.
If this don't show you that blacks and whites can come together
and make amazing things happen.
That's crazy.
He's just on another level. And it's just like, he's already got three. He's not even 28 years old. Humble is I don't know what. Like,
hey, we just wonder game, man.
He does sound like Kermit the Frog.
I just appreciate the fact that, you know.
And Goofy is all get out, but he's one of the goats, man. He's always just looking so ridiculous. But when it come down to the nitty-gritty, those pressure moments, he shows up.
In tell you something, man. These biracial boys and girls are about to be legendary.
Oh, yeah.
Whew.
All over the place, man. And so, shout out to them, man.
He's an amazing player.
How did your Super Bowl party go? And you said I flaked. I didn't flake. I didn't say I was going.
Let me tell you something, Doughboy.
I gotta say, I'm going to
You know fight. What? That's my mistake because we probably don't understand each other in this way. Let me explain this.
Clear that for me.
When I send an invitation, it's not really an option.
Oh.
It's like, this is what you're doing. unless you have like, hey, me and my daughter are going here.
Right.
Then it's like, okay, cool. But like if I send an invitation to my home, that's what your plan is. So it's like, for you not to have been there, it's like, oh.
Because when I read it too, I was just like, because when we were texting yesterday, and you were just like, but side note, man, like, you're literally a one of one. Like, I literally sometimes laugh at our interactions. I think with other people, I might get annoyed by it, but just with us, I just be like, only CT like would respond like this. So we were supposed to be meeting up here today at noon to shoot the podcast.
No, you said we were supposed to be meeting at noon. You said
I text you. I'm like, hey man, you're like, yo, so noon tomorrow, right? I'm like, hey, can you do one? And then you respond with, can you do noon? And I would think, because you know your schedule's been this, that you'd be, you know. And
no, so, like, what I said was because you're not no because these comments, man. They be destroying me.
Okay.
Talking about, man, I don't like the CT. And it's like, fam.
But it's it.
But what I said was, I said, hey, man, see you tomorrow at noon.
Right.
He was like, can you do one? And I was like, can you do noon? Mm-hmm. One, because this is the last Monday that we're recording.
Mm-hmm.
Two, because you flaked on my part.
That's what you said.
And then he was like.
And so then, like, I just, like, when I laughed and I was like, yeah, CT. And so it was just funny, man. And I just, you know, I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, like, our relationship with that.
I could
laugh, you know what I'm saying, at stuff like that. But no, so how did your party go? So I didn't flake on it, but how did it? No, before we move on.
Yeah.
Because I've been wanting to ask you this for three episodes.
Okay, what's up?
And this is totally taking a left turn, and we'll come back to the Super Bowl part.
I'm live. He pulled
and I
conclusion
want,
got his camera. Up.
I want truth.
Does he know what the question is?
No, he don't. I want truth.
Sheesh.
Because nothing by my optics has led me to believe that you have become less of a fan of the DC universe and watching these movies when they come out and having a good old time. And when the movies come out, assembling the posse and going and doing that, when am I going to get an invite to watch one of these movies with you, man?
Oh, man, I'm so glad you said that.
Because it really, I'm missing that camaraderie. We used to have a real good time, man.
Yeah, man.
Need them invites, man.
I will give you invites the next time we do like a big movie thing.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't done a big movie thing. I can't even remember the last big superhero movie that we did it for. Maybe Doctor Strange 2. However, you've been invited to a couple of movies and you just didn't show up.
And moving forward, I won't do that. I would like for us to even get back.
I told you, you're a ghost.
Yeah, I have been doing that, but I'm working on getting better at that. I would even like to get back to just going to the movies with you, man. Just on a more consistent basis. And then we could even talk about the movies we saw, you know what I'm saying, on the pod.
You know, I'm down for that. Yeah. Yes, and the greatest movie we ever saw together was Toy Story 3. Me, that, you, and Chaz.
Oh,
God, that was so funny.
We roasted Chaz to within the inch of his life.
Everybody watching Chaz Rogers.
Friend of the potty.
Love this guy,
we
man.
Love him.
Chaz, at this time, this is 2013 or something like that. Chaz, maybe even sooner. He didn't care about his appearance.
At all.
So Chaz was wearing a white t-shirt. I'll never forget it. And he had the neckline, you know, the neck on the shirt, and the neckline was stretched out. And it was like, it had a couple holes in it. We're like, Chaz, I know we just go to the movies, but bro.
Put yourself together.
So we start talking about his shirt.
Public.
We said, we just start talking and like,
because it looked person. Like somebody had grabbed his shirt like this.
Get over here.
Let me tell you something.
You're messing up in
you
school.
You better have my money by 3:30. You understand that? Then go and get it.
So, and then this is what I remember. We went into a song because
yes,
one of us said, we were like, Chaz, if you come in here, you come into the movies with CT and Doughboy, bro, and you got your neck stretched out like that. If you'd have said something, man, we could have just went and bought you a shirt. And then I was like, in his girlfriend's voice, you better go with them, Chaz.
You better go.
You better go with them niggas, Chaz.
Go with them niggas, Chaz.
Bro.
And we kept laughing at it. And at first, he was laughing with us. But by the 30-minute mark, he was like, all right, man, all right. We weren't giving a damn about Buzz Lightyear or none of that. The movie was in the back of the theater.
That's the thing. Like, we were laughing so hard.
It couldn't stop.
Could not stop. So by the time.
You better go with the nigga.
You better go with the picture. So when we start watching the movie,
jeez,
it was even funnier.
Yes.
Because we were already laughing so hard. That was the greatest movie.
And then we would just catch our eyes and just go into the song.
Oh, you better go. You better go. Tie me up in my headphones.
Two can't get through. Shout out to Chad, man. We love you. Okay, but back to your party.
Yep.
How did your party go?
Party was great, man. You know what's even funnier? So we were having a great time. Everybody was there. I keep doing this because it's like when he set it up, it just keeps moving. But
yeah, okay, we got to figure that out.
It's fine. Okay. So the party was great. A lot of friends and family were there. You know who showed up? Tangerina's friends with Alemi Ballard. Okay. Alemi Ballard. It's like, I'm going to say Alemi, but I'm like, I hope I'm not butchering his brother.
Oh, okay, okay.
Legendary,
what
man.
What does he do?
He's an actor.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Man, when I tell you, when you look up his credits, crazy. Alemi Ballard.
Gotcha.
And his beautiful wife, wait, she's let me clear that.
You were trying to make sure you pronounced his name.
Yeah.
But, okay, I didn't mean to give you a hard
time. Yeah, I'm not illiterate.
Okay. I thought you were just having a hard time. I was like, dang, I
no.
Okay, gotcha.
Alemi Ballard. Gotcha. And I hope it's not Alemi, but I'm like, it's Alemi Ballard. That's what I've been calling him forever.
Gotcha, gotcha.
And then J. August Richards came through with his husband. And J. August Richards, man, if you have not watched Buffy or Angel or even Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Good Burger One, like these are all movies that I loved him in and TV shows. This brother, legend in the acting space and just so acclaimed and so humble. Both those brothers and their spouses are so humble and so cool. And I lit up when I seen them because I'm fans of theirs.
Right.
And they came, aside from all of our friends who were there and members of our families.
How many people would you say you had there total?
Maybe 40 or 50.
Nice. I got a shout out to you and your wife, Tangerine, man. Y'all be throwing the best events.
Thank you.
And it really what it is, because a lot of us are not LA.
Right.
You know, native. So a lot of us, like around, you know, holidays and stuff, we don't be having that.
Yeah.
But like y'all, like every time, like, and like, you know, Tang is very intentional with that. Like when people come in, taking a picture, like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Making sure at some point, like when it's at the height of however many people going to be there, mm-hmm, making sure everybody stops, takes the picture. Like she does that at every event.
Gets to know
and
each
I just
other.
Really, really appreciate that because it's just like we building memories with our own tribe out here.
Yeah. You know, she's a great host. Dope. She's, and because I didn't, the get-togethers are new to me because I didn't grow up in that space. Like, I'm a very shy, bashful dude. Mm-hmm. And in my house, my mother did not like people coming to the house.
Because she's
like, yeah, you know, people come to your house and people, they try to steal or they look at what you got and they try to set you up.
Bring some roaches.
And yeah, they, you know, bring roaches. And she's right for her experiences and seeing things. And also, we're from Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And in Detroit, is completely different. Not to say that cities aren't bad everywhere.
Right.
But, that's how things were. So when Tangerine, when I found out her and her family were used to doing gatherings and get-togethers, I was like, all right, well, there's a way we can meet in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have the gatherings, but let's also bring my Detroit side in, mm-hmm, to where things are safe and people don't get too familiar,
mm-hmm,
in the spaces. So it's like it's a happy medium, but it's like the vibe of the people that are always around is always cool. Out of every gathering we've ever had, we've never had a situation.
Right. And you guys have the, like, hands down, best game nights.
Thank you, man.
Best
game night. I love a good game night where it's like good games.
Right. And it's always fun and it's always good. So keep doing. So was the overall success? Did it go late into the night?
We went to only about 11:30
because
it was like we said 3 to 7 and then, you know, people hung around. She ended up doing a pole dancing competition with the girls who were there. A lot of women there yesterday.
So I picked the one to
a lot of women.
See,
you know how many women were there?
How many women?
Because I purposely invited more women than men this time because I was like, the last time I did something, I think like for Christmas or Thanksgiving, I was inviting like dudes and a couple of girls, and I was like, I need to have more girls. My cousin was like, hey man, you got some talent up in here. And I said, oh, appreciate that, bro. And they are all single.
Dang.
All of them girls are single, boy.
I wish that was not the one for me to miss. We ended up, you know what I'm saying, just coming up here because, you know what I'm saying, conclusion came. A lot of people from Team Gab came, YDB, Mitch, Precious, a few other cats, like, you know what I'm saying? So we all, you know, came here, had like a potluck style. Like,
nice.
You know,
was it even as far as men and women, or was it more?
No, it was mostly guys. It was only like two or three girls for real. But it was cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was just a smaller event, like, you know what I'm saying? And I was going to like try to like, you know, do like a parody or something or a song, like kind of based on the Super Bowl outcome and just see. But like, I just didn't feel anything from it. I mean, I felt like it was a good game, but like nothing kind of, you know, stood out to me. I didn't want to force it.
You know what I felt?
What's up?
Like Swiss Beatz got disrespected.
How did you feel about that?
Well,
how did you feel about that?
One, shout out to Swiss Beatz. He is a true man. Mm-hmm. And he even said, hey, man, we ain't doing all that. We don't do negativity over here. This is two goats doing their thing and having a beautiful moment. I'm like, that's what's up, Swiss. I was talking to Tangerine. Yeah, right, Swiss. I was talking to Tangerine. So let me tell you something. Let me see somebody back hugging you.
But what if it's Usher, your childhood hero?
He's my hero.
But what if there's, you know, Tangerine's having a performance, she's doing some stand up, telling some jokes.
There's never a reason for somebody to back hug her on stand up.
There's a reason. Let's just say for the reason and the moment of it.
Uh-huh.
Innocent at all. Like, you know, of course innocent.
Yeah.
But that happens. Is she gonna hear about it in the car on the way home?
Let me tell you something, man. I'm going to just say, for everybody involved, the hospital got to be notified. Somebody got to just tell the hospital the people are coming. That's all I'm going to say. But I will say, Usher touched that box two times. I don't know if you saw
he touched that box.
Wow. It was a smooth caress on the top of that box.
Side note, and we seen this because everybody seen it live.
Yeah.
And you just seen it post.
Yeah, y'all so touched the back of that butt.
No. I don't know about that part.
We're going to get back to that.
Yeah, we'll get back to that. We'll definitely get back to that. But when she first came out and she was playing the piano, when she first hit that note, she came in.
She came in rough. Yeah.
But when you go back now, they fixed her post. I didn't even know they could
do that. Oh, they
I guess I knew that they could do that, but that takes away so much from the living experience. We seen her come in with the wrong note, and now y'all, how did y'all even put the right, did they auto-tune her?
Listen, man, first of all, shout out.
How did they
out.
Fix it, though?
Because editors get paid millions of dollars to make this right.
How did they fix her, conclusion? In auto-tune and post?
That's not auto-tune.
Yeah, it's just taking another clip of her singing.
And just placing it there?
Yeah. Okay. Now, here's the thing. I'm glad that they did that because I never, as you know, first of all, it's the world's biggest stage. You don't ever want an artist to feel slighted, to feel disrespected. Also, when you have the tools to fix this moving forward, you do that. It's in good taste, and we always want our black women looking well and any woman looking well. But beyond that, so Alicia Keys, this is still a big stage. Don't nobody know that their voice is going to, you know, do anything when they do it.
Right.
So when she went that for that somebody, it was a some
people. And I was like, and from a performance standpoint, I was just like, is she going to be able to recover from this? Like, but she got right back to it.
All thighs, boy.
Usher is in great shape.
Come on, man, of course.
He has abs. His shirt had abs. His jacket had abs. I'm like, okay, we get it, Usher. You got abs. He definitely did his thing. Would you say that was the best part about? I don't even say that could be the best part about the Super Bowl, because the Super Bowl was really good.
The fourth quarter was probably the best of the entire game. But the Super Bowl was a spectacle. I love the commercial. Shout out to everybody who's making that
Let's
money
talk
on the
about
commercials.
The commercials. What were your favorite? Yeah. I wanted to talk about the commercials. What was your favorite commercial?
Sean G did a commercial with Ice Spice. Sean G is a very funny comedian. And I saw him and I was like, oh, that's dope. I also wanted to see the Ben Affleck commercial. I couldn't hear it.
I liked that one.
But that one was good.
I liked that one. There was a couple ones that we laughed. Allstate, State Farm. I feel like State Farm. I'm like, geez, are they in the NFL's pocket? They had a lot. There's a lot of religion commercials. And I'm against religion, but I had never just seen, like, it was like a lot of Jesus commercials. And, you know, I'm that's great. I just had never seen so many. And then there was like a commercial for science. I was just like, science got a commercial? Like, science is, it was just, so some of them I was just more confused.
Well, you know, Jesus don't need no commercial. Jesus need people to tell you about
some. Did you see some of the Jesus commercials?
No, give me one.
All right, so there was one, right? And this was like one of the first ones, and it was just like, it just kept showing like pictures, still pictures of people washing each other's feet, which is obviously like a, you know, a reference, you know, to Jesus, like, you know, washing feet in the Bible. But it was like just different people. It'd be like, you know, a husband washing his wife's feet. And then mm-hmm. it would be, you know, a sister washing her brother's feet, just mm-hmm. different people. And then it'd be, you know, a husband washing his husband's feet. Like, you know what I mean?
It's a sign of humility, and it's a sign of making sure that you're in service to someone.
Right. And so then by the end of it, because they had showed so many different people and from so many different walks of life, mm-hmm. that no matter what, Jesus loves them all.
Okay.
And like, you know what I mean? Kind of like, you know, and they kind of had like a couple of commercials that were.
That's beautiful, but what is it an ad for? Like when I say, Jesus. Like, you can't buy, Jesus is not a stock. He's not a product. So it's like, what can you, what are the commercial, what are they aiming at? Just telling you to be better people, or are they trying to get you to purchase something?
That was the thing that I don't want to say made it weird, because, like, you know, I love Jesus, like, you know what I mean? So I was like, yeah,
what
but
you do? The first thing you hear, yeah, so they had a lot of Jesus commercials.
No, I wasn't saying it like that. I just had not seen a lot of, like you're saying, yeah. I had never seen a commercial for religion.
Oh, right.
It
right.
wasn't like it was for a church.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So it was just like, I guess I kind of had the same, like, yeah, I get it. Jesus, yeah, that's dope. Do you want me to go to the website? Do you want me to get saved? Like, yeah. I just didn't know. And it's like the same way that I felt about that. They literally had a commercial about science. They're like, science and Bunsen burners. I was like, what? Like, it was just science. I was like, but I can't buy science. I can't go to science store.
Science store. Like, bro, Alicia Keys.
Back to
also
her.
Gorgeous. I love Alicia Keys. I had a crush
not
on her.
Aging amazing.
You know what she did? She does not wear makeup anymore. So she's just up in there with Vaseline, my boy.
And she don't even, you know, pop out for a lot of stuff. I was like, I haven't seen her in years. Like, she looks amazing.
Swiss Beats.
Yeah.
Oh man, you brother, you're on your way.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You understand me?
Definitely, Alicia Keys. Definitely winning in life. And with, you know what I'm saying? She don't pop out all the time, but when she definitely pops out, she does her thing.
And Alicia is winning too, to having Swiss Beats and giving a brother like that a chance, because that's schnoz, boy. That's a schnoz.
Look like a prop gag,
man.
Like,
Swiss Beats to me, prop gag.
like to come off with the glasses,
bro. Like, what was that? Groucho Marx. Groucho Marx. Swiss Beats has always looked to me like he was meant to be deaf, but that guy was like, nah. Let him put him in music, as a matter of fact. He looks like he can't talk. You see Swiss, you'd be like,
you hit him with it. He'd be like, fam, I can definitely talk.
What are you doing? Oh, my bad. I thought
you couldn't hear these.
Night today.
Night today.
I learned that in fifth grade graduation.
That's really what that means?
I think this is like night.
Night?
Yeah, because we were singing I Believe I Can Fly when we were taught. I believe I can fly.
You know how to sign?
I just remember a couple of things. I just remember they taught us that for fifth grade graduation. Sign language to I Believe I Can Fly.
Really?
That's why it was even crazier when that boy got in that trouble. We were like, hey, man. We did all of this.
The irony of these things, Jesus. It don't age well.
It does not age well.
But. All right, man. Well, this has been fun, man. This has been a great episode, man. You got anything coming up this week you need to let the people know about?
Probably some comedy shows. Anyway, let's talk strategy on air real quick.
Let's talk it.
So, conclusion.
Uh-oh.
We got to look at these clips, man. These clips... We're missing so much meat on these bones. I'm glad you cut the.
We might have to go back to doing them manually. We were doing.
What did you cut? You did the one where you did the Fashion Nova thing where we laughed.
Yeah,
man, it was so funny. But I'm like, I want it to look like.
I cut that personally. Yeah, yeah.
I'm giving you. Mm-hmm. I love what you did, but I like how they're vertical instead of just the sideways thing, which is how he does the clips where it's vertical. But I'm like, and I know we got what you guys are using, but it's like, man. It's gotta be, we missing so much meat because we laugh so much today. Mm-hmm. And these are all such great moments, but you gotta create the Patreon for the people, man.
I will. Let me tell you the reason why I hadn't.
Oh, okay.
Since we're discussing it.
Come on, man. They the fans.
The potty. I, in my mind, even when I had told you that, hey, I want to do, you know, get a Patreon for the people for the reasons that we discussed. Even in my mind, it was still 90 to 120 days down the road
of us
getting the consistency.
Got it.
So once we get there, and then I'll be the one to spearhead it.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah. For reasons.
Just let me in on your thoughts.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I should have told you that, but I didn't know we would talk about it live. But
yeah, I was like, hey,
Patreon,
man,
coming soon. Once we get that consistency, start seeing 10K an episode,
we
know that there's a, you know, a great audience, then we'll start to, you know what I'm saying, get on that Patreon and give y'all some exclusive behind the scenes.
But y'all definitely subscribe. Patreon.com/CTS.
Like the video, share the video.
All the episodes.
All the above.
But let's say this, are we doing the extra piece of content right
now? Yes, we are.
Okay, cool.
And I have a great topic for us to discuss.
All right, let's end this right now. All right, we out. We'll talk to y'all on the bonus piece of content.
I've been your boy, Dope Boy, and that's how I like to say it.
He's just dope.